Chad, a.k.a. the Smash Brothers. Get him in here.
I love these guys.
Identical twins, Heidi. You know how much you got twin fantasies going on.
But, look at
them. They are. Oh, yeah.
Free shirts.
Love you guys so much.
Free shirts on. Sweet.
I just saw you recently at Spotlight 29, opening for Ralphie May. I had no idea. I didn't even know he had an opener. You guys come out. I'm like, all right, let's see what you got here. I've never laughed harder in my life.
Really?
You put on an amazing show. Now I got to see, because Corey and Chad, one's a good twin, one's evil twin.
Yeah, which one's the good twin and which one's the bad one?
Because the good one doesn't party, pretty straight-laced, and then the bad one parties a lot.
Well, the good one just deals with reefer.
All right. Then it's Chad.
That's right. I don't deal with that either.
You know.
Dead on.
You guys are incredible. Your show is awesome. If you get a chance to go see them, go see them.
We had a good time there. That show got a little out of control towards the end of the night, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
And filthy.
Yeah, it was.
Very.
Was that part of Ralphie's filthy tour?
We've been touring with Ralph off and on for probably 4 years now. Now that the kids are older, Lana can't go as much, so we kind of were on deck. And
But when we are with them, it is filthy, very, very dirty.
Oh, my God, so good.
And you're also part of Andrew Dice Clay's show, The Blue Show, that's going to be on Showtime April 24th.
Yeah, we really don't know how to tone it down except for radio. That's about the only time.
I know, you're like, okay, what do we
do? On their best behavior. They're both the good twin right now.
Oh, yeah, no, there's a big difference, though, between us. I am the good twin. Like, whatever girls like, that's what I like. From scrapbooking to vampires, you count me in.
Did you guys ever, you probably get asked this all the time, ever like flip-flop with a woman? Like switch it up?
I served Corey's first wife divorce papers before I had tattoos. She didn't even know. And then I ended up consummating with her. And then I served her papers right afterwards.
That wasn't part of the deal.
You should have hired a marshal. You should have hired a marshal.
If I ever have to do it again, I'll pay Barney Five, whoever I got to pay. That makes it tough for Thanksgiving if we ever reconcile. It's like, hey, pass the mashed potatoes, you brother lover.
Oh my God.
People try to set you up with sets of female twins?
We want to, but it's never happened ever. We've met a few, but no.
This is when you meet the female twins, it's not just an automatic thing. It's like, okay, we're all going to have a four-way, right?
There is a twin bond. That would be great. We need to hang out more often, Frank. That'd be great. Yeah. But no, we've always been looking for that. And every time we meet them, it's like one of the twins is really pretty and the other one's a mongoloid.
What is that about, even though
that's always true with identical twins. There's always one that's like good looking and one that's
mongoloid. That's me and Corey's just tore up. He's got his hipster beard. He smells like patchouli oil. I tell him. But he's all mad.
The Smash Brothers, Corey and Chad, hanging out with us, identical twins. Is there any truth to that where it's like he was 1,000 miles away and got a sudden pain in his left foot and Corey was stepped on a nail?
One time Chad moved to Seattle for a short period of time when we first started comedy and we were going up there doing shows. I was down here in Palm Springs and he was having a bad day and I just had a bad feeling over myself. And so I picked up the phone and called him. It was like 5:30 in the morning and he was all upset because someone stole his car.
Yep. At like 5:15, I found out. And then I walked outside, and I just moved to Seattle. I wasn't even there 3 weeks, and someone stole the only car, the only thing I had. It was like getting married and divorced, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She took it all. And he found out and called me. It's happened a few times. My appendix burst on stage, but for days I didn't say nothing. And his side was hurting him, too, for a few days.
Oh, my God.
And then it burst on stage when we were at the Hollywood Improv.
Why wouldn't you say anything about that?
Because I don't have medical. And
that was before Obamacare, so that was
right. Now you're all right,
though. Yeah. And then even then, I didn't go because I usually use his benefits. So if you're listening, Kaiser, I'm Corey all the time.
That's awesome.
And I did. My mom told us, "Don't use. I think it's your appendix. Don't use it because if his ever burst,
they're going to be like, hey, we already removed your appendix.
Right.
I'm suing for malpractice.
Yeah. Right. So that cost me 80 G's.
God.
Yeah, thanks, Kaiser. But we were on that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? So I used half that money to pay that. So thank God for that show.
How did that show work out? Did you guys?
We got $175,000. We got to $300,000, but we didn't know the answer because we're.
Do you remember the question?
Well, we know that we're as smart as a fourth grader. But the last question was, what U.S. president was first to win the Nobel Peace Prize?
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know that.
We didn't know either. So instead of dropping down to 25 grand, we were like, well, we don't know. We don't care.
I'm getting my money.
Yeah. And then the answer was Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Then you have to pay taxes on the winnings on a game show, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But we split it in half, and then I bought property, so I wrote it off as a loss.
So did you guys get your taxes in, or you both look like you both look like you'd file an extension? I don't know.
No. I did mine like 2 months ago.
Yeah, no. Our favorite three letters are IRS. That's for sure. But no, yeah, we got getting 1099. You pretty much have to file at least somewhat early because we get
30-35 of those 1099.
Is this imaginary numbers? I mean, when you're on the road and you're getting paid, do you get paid in like cash a lot during the tour? And it's like, you know what? You just make something up.
Well, yes. It depends where we are. But yeah, splitting everything 50-50, we do have a disadvantage to being a duo act because the clubs don't really care that there's two or four or five of you in your act. They just pay you as one act. So if we're in Hollywood and we're making $25 and we're making $12.50 and some buffalo wings,
So you probably should have asked the Smothers Brothers before you got into this whole thing.
Exactly.
We would love their money.
You got good money.
The Smash Brothers, Corey and Chad hanging out with us. Are you guys classic rock fans?
Yeah, actually we are. Actually, we're old school KLOS fans. We've been born and raised in Southern California and grew up on KLOS. So yeah, old school rock and...
AC/DC's coming to town, Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, that's what we heard. That'd be great.
He saw them at Coachella, so it was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't played together in 6 years, and it was amazing. So if you're in town, then you should probably go. I think Heidi said she'd take you both.
That'd be great. We'd love to go with you.
Yeah, booze it up.
Well, I do have a pair of tickets. Unfortunately, it's not for you both. It's for somebody out there listening to the show right now, and here's how we're going to give them away, because there's six of us here. We got Sammy, Eric. You met Sammy and Eric over there, producers.
Yeah. Where'd you guys scoop up all your producers? Like kinder care. These kids are all young.
I know. We were in the Granimals section of the clothing store.
We'll take them.
Chris Hansen's going to walk in here from Dateline NBC with all these kids.
There was cookies in the green room.
That is weird.
We brought you some Zimas, kids.
Yeah, that's right.
So here's how we're going to give them away. We have the lines filled up. We have six phone lines, and there's six of us. So we're all going to be paired with somebody on the phone, and we're going to play something called Egg Roulette, where I have six eggs. Five have been hard-boiled and cooked. One is a raw egg, and we're going to hold out the eggs and proceed to smash them on our forehead or face. Mm. And the person who gets the raw egg is the loser, but whoever they're matched with on the phone is the winner of the AC/DC tickets. All right. It's the Smash Brothers, and so smash egg. See, it all comes together, folks.
It's all connected.
It is.
Sure.
So I do have a shower cap for everybody, if you want to wear a shower cap.
Yeah, it's been a while since I stole a car with a shower cap.
There you go.
Oh, look at me. I get the really
good. Do you have a shower cap, Sammy?
Girly one. Mm-hmm.
Duckies.
Here, you can wear the shower cap, Sammy. There you go.
We have beards. It's not going to matter, this shower cap.
All right. And these pieces of paper in the hat, Eric, what are these exactly?
That will be, you will draw names out of a hat to see which order we smash in. So first we have to select our eggs. We have half a dozen eggs there. They all look identical. Don't know which one is raw.
And grab your egg. There we go. This is for AC/DC tickets. Well, how do you like Little House on the Prairie?
Look at me, Nellie Olson over here.
Yeah. You look like Nellie Olson. Here you go. Grab.
Maybe the worst thing you've ever said to me, and you've said some bad stuff.
Grab your egg.
The hell?
Grab Eric's egg, too. All right, we all have our eggs. Now we're going to get paired with somebody on the phone. So,
oh, my God.
Is that what these letters or these pieces of paper are for?
That'll be the order in which we draw. So we could just pair as we go down the list. So Stacy would be you, and so on and so forth.
All right, Stacy on line one. Let's see. Who's going to go first? It's going to be Chad. All right, Chad goes first.
Oh, my God.
And Stacy on line one is your partner. So if it is a raw egg, Stacy's going to see AC/DC.
So just... smash it on my forehead.
So just forehead. Oh, yeah, smash
it's like
it.
My date last night. All right, here we go.
It's hard boiled.
That is really cooked.
That was weird.
That made kids made
like the Dr. Seuss egg. It was like a green egg over here.
All right, so I'm sorry, Stacey. You're not going to see AC/DC. Let's see who's going next. It's going to be Eric. Eric's teamed up with David on line two.
How nervous are you?
Okay.
All right, Eric. If it's raw, David's going to AC/DC.
All right, David. I wish the worst for you.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
David, you excited?
All right, yeah.
Oh my God.
That is the best. It couldn't have happened to a better guy, really. David, I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, David.
You're going to ACDC on Dodger Stadium in September, and you're also, you have a chance now at Coachella this weekend to see ACDC early and a stay at Morongo. Stay on hold, David. We're going to hook you up. Everybody go see the Smash Brothers tonight, by the way. Corey and Chad will be performing at the Ontario Improv tonight at 8 p.m. For tickets, you can go to ontario.improv.com. And for a special complimentary ticket, just type in the code word KLOS. Thank you, guys. Come back anytime.
Hey, thanks for having us, everybody.
We'll be right back. Roddy and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.